Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So go ahead, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Exodus 8, Luke 11, Job 25 and 26, and 1 Corinthians 12. As I read Luke 11 today, I couldn't help but stop and ruminate on verse 23, as it was something that on face value seems to contradict what Jesus said in Luke a couple chapters ago. Matter of fact, we discussed on day 54's episode, and he said then, "The one who is not against you is for you." In that context, which is always crucial to understand, Jesus was correcting the pride of the disciples and saying, just because one who is doing these works in my name is not in the relational spectrum with me that you can see and understand, it doesn't mean that he's not building the kingdom as well. So today, in verse 23, after explaining that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, Jesus said this, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The significant difference here is the understanding of the word "with." That references those that would share in his mission, have a share of the life he offers, those that are joined with him. In the previous passage, the disciples looked at those casting out demons and labeled them as ones who did not follow with us. Jesus is making the clear distinction. The question of "with" has little to do with your understanding, our understanding of their relationship, but where they are in relationship to Jesus. What is really at play in today's passage is actually just a different, seemingly opposite way to bring home that same truth. In the great struggle between light and dark, right and wrong, good and evil, God and his enemy, there is no middle ground. There's no neutrality. There was the man who cast out demons in Jesus' name as they did. He's clearly with them in the sense that he also follows Jesus. Then there are those Pharisees who fought against the work of Jesus and slowed the progress of the mission by slander and questioning. And they were on the side of the enemy. Jesus, as he did with this same story when he tells it in Matthew, Matthew recounts it, is making it very clear as to not leave anyone confused. There is only two choices, with me or against me, with Jesus or against Jesus. There's no middle ground. He said essentially the same thing to the church in Laodicea in Revelation 3, verses 15 through 16. He said, "I know your deeds. You are neither hot nor cold. How I wish that you were one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to vomit you out of my mouth." Whoa. Holocaust survivor and Nobel Prize winner Elie Wiesel famously said when reflecting upon the world that watched and did little during World War II as Hitler decimated the Jews. He said, "The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference." Said another way, Martin Luther King Jr., when reflecting partially on the apathy of the white moderates during the civil rights movement, said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." Jesus, more importantly, in this statement he makes in verse 23, is saying, "You are either in or you are out. If you are not in, you, while may not be actively working against my efforts, you're aligned with those that are." I think we can recognize, in even today's context, neutrality supports the offender and is in essence an enemy of he that in righteousness should be defended. Just yesterday, I was in a conversation on a new social media app, Clubhouse, and there was Christians talking about a need for diversity in church leadership. And I heard a speaker being brought up to the stage to talk, and he opened his comment by saying, "Well, I'm not a super Christian." So, I paused. What does that mean? What is a super Christian? I heard in that statement essentially someone admitting that they are a lukewarm candidate for being spit out. Because there's no such thing as a mild Christian or a middle of the road normal Christian. I know what that was like. I would have said that about myself for 30 years, having grown up with an understanding of Christianity, a cultural sense. But that was the talk of a dead man who had not been made alive in Christ. You are either with, all in, or against, all out. You are either alive or dead. There are no Christians in spiritual comas finding their way into eternity with God. So the question put plainly today is this: are you with or against Jesus? Whichever you say is true, make sure that your fruit of your life would stand up and testify to that fact. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that your word makes it very clear the call for us to be all in for you, surrendering all that we have for you, walking away from all that we hold and accepting you and asking you to be our life, Lord God. I pray that you would help us to abandon a sense of neutrality and stand strongly for righteousness, justice, love, peace, all the things that you would have your people to be aligned with. And ultimately, in doing so, we will be standing where we belong, right next to you, Jesus. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, you know the deal. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. If you're new, check out the reading plan there. Please be doing the reading, not for my sake, but for yours. That's where your food is. That's your bread, y'all. Make sure you leave comments over there if you have any. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.